when it's as wet as that, you don't half need to battle, don't you?
No. The horse loved it, and lightweight on his back really helped him. And you know, once he got competitive, down over the last two, he really stuck his neck out and battled on nicely. So,
how wet is it out there? I mean, one jockey walked past me and said it's the wettest I've ever ridden around Cheltenham.
Yeah, it's very wet. I mean, we're going through about half, a fair bit of standing water down the back, and in other places it's. Like the old cliche that they're going through it because it is wet, but you wouldn't want it to be too much wetter, I don't think really. So
nice thing is he stayed on well up the hill. Give me a suggestion, this might be a nice horse, there'll be more battles to be won with this horse this year.
Yeah, I mean, he's got age on his side. I think Bridgie's thought a lot of him. I think some of his Irish form wouldn't be too bad. I'm just delighted to have him win today, and anything he does now will probably be a bonus the rest of the season, but there's no reason why he shouldn't necessarily progress into something slightly better, maybe. I don't know. But.
And great for Tom Cannon to be riding big Saturday handicap winners at somewhere like Cheltenham in front of the national television audience and all that.
Yeah, no, it's great. I mean, it's great to ride winners anywhere, but it's hard anywhere, and it's even harder here. So to have one, it's good. it doesn't happen very often, so I'm delighted.
You're covered in mud, but you don't mind when you've got a trophy in your hand, do you?
No, exactly. No, I'm delighted. So that's me done now. So. Going to have something to eat and drink and chill out. So
and dry off.
Yeah, dry off. Yeah. Thanks very much.